Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick. Couple minute riff on IT and IT security. It is Monday when I'm recording this. It is the Monday after B-Sides Detroit, which is the conference after Converge. And of course, Converge and B-Sides Detroit are the big events in the MySec calendar. At Converge, we had Ben 10 as a keynote. And Ben 10 showed something that's pretty cool. Ben 10 showed honey credentials. We're going to talk through what that's like. The tip to you is plan out your response to responder and take a look at HoneyCreds and find out if HoneyCreds are right for you. So the way responder works is it responds whenever someone's like, hey, I'm NetBIOS. Hey, does anyone know where this particular resource is? Responder's like, I do. And then the computer who's looking for that resource responds with a current username and password, right? Which is how Windows networking works. Not password in clear text usually. It's usually an NTLM hash, which if it's, you know, 14 characters or longer than 14 characters is reasonably well protected. So not usually in clear text. The one exception to that is if you have HTTP basic authentication turned on. If you have HTTP basic authentication turned on, it will also pass over the CRUDs in clear text because basic CRUD authentication works that way. Basically, it's a clear text authentication protocol meant to be protected at the SSL layer, not at the endpoints. So that's one exception. So what honey credentials are fake false credentials. Credentials that are not real, don't exist. However, that look real. So perhaps it's a service account, right? And perhaps that service account, I think it was SCCM Updater was Ben 10's example. Perhaps that service account is running on a system that you'd expect it to, right? There's a SCCM Service System Center Configuration Manager server that has an update process running on. It's got an account that makes sense. And you throw in a password that's reasonably crackable. HoneyCreds will listen, sit there, when responder is working, HoneyCreds will send out these fake tokens, as well as it'll send out the fake password hash, normal NTLM, and then it'll send out the basic challenge. Hey, don't bother trying to crack the password. Here it is in clear text. It'll send out HTTP basic auth. Now, this is not a real CRUD. Remember, this is a fake CRUD that's running as a process, which is why it's a honey credential. Now, honey tokens, honey pots, are designed to be lures that the attackers will go to first, such that we can protect and monitor and guard around those things, because in normal uses, they're never used, right? That's what makes a good honey token. That's what makes a good honey pot. Same thing with honey credentials. This should never, ever, ever be used in a system at all. So what you do is you set up monitoring across the network for when anyone tries to log in with that account, to flag it, to alert it, to immediately escalate, because that's a very clear signal indicator of compromise. So the attacker runs responder, HoneyCreds answers, they get the CRUD in clear text, the attacker's like, yes, this looks like a system account. It tries to log in with that, the login fails, of course, because it's not a real credential. The alarm bells go off, sirens whoop, the SWAT team is alerted, and they catch the pen tester. Pretty dang cool. Pretty dang cool. Check it out. Ben 10's keynote is available on YouTube, and HoneyCreds are on Ben 10's GitHub account. That's it for me. Take it easy.